I'll actually be doing this for a group. There's a down in Texas. There's a group. We've got about 50,000 members, and so this is kind of a trial run. They're going to be paying for this. But I want to do a free one with some of my friends that are on the email list as well as on Facebook, just to kind of give them an overview of what I'm doing, as well as to just kind of get exercise in doing this, I guess. So I'm not going to. I don't want to spend too much time on fluff. I do want to do a bit of an introduction to this. So this is Daryl Levansky's Double Your Business Mentorship Series. Basically, I'm going to be doing four video series that are 100% free as part of promoting my new coaching program, where the offer is don't pay a penny if your business doesn't grow. And then we're going to have a contest where if you get the best results, you can win up to $10,000 cash. So those are for people that progress beyond the free videos and want to get more involved with one-on-one coaching. This is the presentation that for the coaching, and we're not going to do that. We're going to get into lesson one here with the PowerPoint presentation, but there is something I did want to share right now, because, you know, when it comes to any books that you're reading, any material that you're studying, anything that you're doing in your business, all you really need is one idea, and it can have profound results with what you're doing. Let me explain. So that's where at the bottom here, at least by the end of this video, like today, what you can expect is you'll find ways to increase your sales and leads. You'll find you have more stability and security in your business, or a way to get that, I guess. You'll have better predictability in your income. If you continue on with the coaching program, the four videos, and then afterwards, you'll have accountability plus access to a mastermind combining tens of years of experience plus hundreds of thousands of dollars in business testing. You'll get joint venture opportunities, and you also gain time and financial freedom. And of course, at the beginning, your money back, but these videos are free for you right now. So now, when I say discover the fortune that lies hidden in your business, I'm really not kidding. And in fact, in the next 60 seconds, I'm going to reveal to you a strategy that anyone that's listening to this call or watching the presentation, if you already have customers, if you are not a brand new business, this is something that you can do very, very, very easily. I like to call it the business card fishbowl income multiplier. Okay, it takes almost no time to implement. It leverages your existing customer base to produce exponential profits. The thing which I love most about this is the opportunities come to you. You don't go to them, so it saves you time and money on transportation costs. How would you like that? How would you like something that will multiply your income without you having to really do anything else than what you're already doing? And then even more than that, it's less than $100 to implement. Pretty sweet. So what we do here is what we're going to be doing is creating a contest for your customers. It doesn't have to be grandiose. It can be very, very simple. An example that I like to use is if you own like a sandwich shop, a simple contest you can do is win a free lunch, right? So you take your fishbowl and you make a sign for your contest. You make sure all the staff tell people coming in about this contest. And to enter, people need to drop their business cards into the fishbowl. If they don't have one, they can write their information on one of the cards provided by the staff. That's fine. Or a piece of paper. But what you want is to get their full name, their contact info, plus their job title. Because what you're doing is you're combing through your customer base. You can do a lot of things with these names and emails and that. But for this income multiplier, what you want to do is find people of influence that you can then reach out to and ask if there's some way you could do a cross promotion. So again, with the sandwich shop owners, if they had someone they found out as an HR manager for a nearby office building that employs 50 to 300 people, you know, they could call that person up and propose some sort of joint venture, ask them, you know, do you have an employee appreciation program? You know, can we do something for you guys this Christmas? Give all your staff a $5 gift certificate to come to a try out a sandwich, you know, plus a 15% discount. And that's a very easy way with literally almost no spending. You can suddenly have access and endorsement to a large, large, large audience of people. So beautiful thing is you're leveraging your existing customers, and, you know, you can do this every month if you like, every quarter, something you want to do for the lifetime of your business and make it part of your business plan in general. And it can create giant surges in sales and increase your client base quickly and dramatically because, well, again, every time they already love you, they already like what you do because they're paying for it themselves. And if any of those people were even inclined to give you a referral whatsoever, they definitely do this. So now, that's why I say that one idea can literally multiply your business, something like that. Just, wow, that's perfect. I can do that tomorrow. I'm going to implement it. And you do it, and it can have profound results. You know, because there's a problem that business is tough. It's a dangerous high-stakes game, and so many people fail because they're left to figure it out on their own. If you're having problems, you can't call up your competition to ask them for help. Most of your friends and family don't understand life as a business owner. And you are so busy day to day, it's already hard enough as it is to focus on long-term sustainability or growing your business. Usually when business owners do this, it's one thing slow down, and then it's an emergency. And that's bad. We want to avoid that. On top of this, the vast majority of business owners don't have a mentor, support network, or a coach. So they struggle, fall down, and make mistakes which could have been avoided easily if they only knew, because meanwhile, others who have been there and done that know the answers and they already know what to do. It's easy for them. So tonight what we're going to be going, like this presentation isn't going to, like this part of the presentation is only going to be about another 30 seconds, but you know, you don't need to struggle. It doesn't have to be so difficult. Here I talk about how the secret of success is to have a coach. And it's true if you think about it. All professional athletes, all Olympic athletes, all top-level people have coaches. Even, you know, as a child growing up, you're mad at your parents for how they lack, like, in coaching you, right? Nobody's ever 100% happy with their parents. But if you really want to move to that next level, you have to have a coach. Even new staff and employees get coaching and training, or you go to college or university for years before starting to work, but not most businesses, okay? So please stay tuned for the rest of this video. Right now, this is your solution, my Double Your Business Mastermind Mentorship and Implementation Program. That's what I'm introducing to you today. And today, down here in my PowerPoint presentation, we're going to go over one of the most important strategies that you'll soon understand can literally have exponential growth in your business. So get to that in a minute. Oops. Let me jump back here. Where was I? We were right here. So keep going forward. Forgive me on that. There. So as like people who would benefit from the coaching program, because it won't be for everyone, it's people who benefit from seeing exactly what other business owners, just like you, are doing to make more money in less time with less effort in their businesses. People who enjoy receiving step-by-step blueprint used again and again to double businesses in over 100-plus different industries. People who will benefit from receiving accountability plus encouragement to help you better implement these strategies. Okay? Just want to ask you, would you benefit and make more money from presenting your biggest obstacles, problems, and opportunities to an experienced group of marketers and business people to have them brainstorm and help you make the best decisions for yourself and your business? Would this help you make more money and be more successful? If you're not sure, by the end of today, this video presentation, there shouldn't be any question in it. So some other things that I'll be revealing in the course are small business grassroots marketing strategies that I've used to build multiple six-figure businesses, plus double the size of my martial arts school twice on demand, as well as internet marketing techniques I used to sell $10,000 trips to Japan when I wanted to go back. I lived there for 3 years, and I decided I want to go back and visit some friends and family. And so that's what I did. I put together a business, and now that material is there, and I can literally pick it up at any time that I want to go back and visit my friends. These same principles and strategies have been successful with multiple business models across international borders. I even used them to build a near six-figure business in Japan when I first moved there, and I didn't even speak the language. Now, for those of you that are participating that don't know who I am, this is me on CKWS TV introducing three of my business books. Number four is on the way. I've also been featured in newspapers and magazines, on part as a result of what I've done in business, as well as one of my books having hit number one on the Amazon Top 100 for marketing and sales. I've consulted with Shinsei Bank. I've consulted with Johnson & Johnson, Canadian Kiosk, a Canadian company where we generated 680 leads in under 2 months, their average sale being valued at $800. Right now, we're working on a nationwide program. It's an entirely new division, digital rewards. I think they're going to clean up. And really what made the difference for me was education, training, mentorship, and mastermind. So again, tonight I'm going to show you guys a piece of that, a piece of what it is to have a coach, to have someone really break things down for you and help you understand what's happening in your business and how you can leverage that. So I'm not going to read all this, but I am a big proponent of the book Think and Grow Rich. When I say mastermind, like, it's so true. Like, this is from chapter 10, and it reads, economic advantages may be created by any person who surrounds himself with the advice, counsel, and personal cooperation of a group of people who are willing to lend them wholehearted aid. This form of cooperative alliance has been the basis of nearly every great fortune. Your understanding of this great truth may definitely determine your financial status. And if you didn't know, Think and Grow Rich was written based on 20-plus years of research of the world's most successful men and women. So, obviously, you're already here, right? You came, you went and signed up for the 434 free videos, so we'll skip these things. But you've already signed in. So let's get started with the next presentation. All right, there we go. Okay, so let's get this party started. So this is going to be lesson one of the four-part series on how to double your business in 8 to 12 months. I'm actually super excited about this. It's something very passionate. I'm very passionate about it. It's very dear to me because I love how with small changes you can have profound impacts for people in people's lives and for their businesses. So we already went through this, so I'm going to skip these first ones. But really, let's talk about who should not participate. If you're stuck in your ways, if you're stubborn, if you're fearful of change, or you want to ignore the truth, if you're satisfied or married to what you're already doing, if you have no need or desire to increase your income, wealth, or valuable business skills, if you're selfish, unappreciative, if you're going to be negative, if you have a lack of self-discipline, if you're not going to implement, you don't need to be here, okay? Please. We want people who are the exact opposite of this. So today we're going to be talking about lesson one, T times C equals money. This was first shown to me from a man that many consider the godfather of internet marketing, and it applies online and offline. What I love about it is how it develops the system thinking, how it makes you look at your business as a funnel, how by doing this you instantly highlight areas of opportunity in your business. So please grab a pen and paper, get ready, and let's follow my instructions. It's extremely powerful, so please do not shrug it off. This one lesson alone, properly implemented, allowed me to grow 217% in 8 months, plus create an additional 3 streams of income. I'm all about the lifestyle, though. I'm not about living to work. I'm about working to live. And that's what I love about techniques and strategies like this, because you can make a lot of money and then set things up how you want them to be and live life on your terms, sincerely. So my results, took 8-plus weeks. I changed that. I thought I had it 3 weeks. I actually took 8-plus weeks vacations every year for the last 3 years. I've done what I wanted for almost 2 months in a row. You can read the slides. We'll skip this. So I'm not a multimillionaire. I'm not an MBA graduate. I'm not different than you. I'm not superhuman. I'm not lucky, gifted, or special. The reason why I say these things is because the things that I am here to teach can and will be implemented by anybody, as long as you're willing to follow the steps and implement them in your business. I generate income on demand. I work when I want, doing what I want, with who I want, on the terms I want, or I don't do anything at all. So let's get started. This formula is T times C, okay? T times C equals money. Traffic times conversion. You need to look at your entire business as an assembly line, as a funnel. Okay, this is where you need to start writing things down. So this is just a basic for a small business. Most small businesses have an ad of some sort, which leads to a phone call, which leads to them setting an appointment. Now, if you start translating this into dollars and cents, we're going to break this down here. So this is why online was so powerful, because it allowed people to really start looking at things as numbers, which you need to be doing in your business. So online, a lot of ads, you pay per click, right? So you can track, you know, I got 100 clicks, and that led to 10 phone calls, and from that, I set 3 appointments. So my initial traffic was 100. My conversion was 10%, which led to 10 phone calls. That's my traffic. And my conversion was 1/3, which led to 3 appointments. So now if we attach a dollar value to this, as in money I'm spending in my business, if I'm paying $1 per click, then I paid $10 for every phone call and $33 for every appointment. It's critical you know numbers like this. It allows you freedom to spend money on marketing and to do things and experiment or reinvest where you need to be reinvesting in order to make more money. So let's take, again, this is from my martial arts school example, where I had an advertisement which led to a phone call which led to booking an appointment, but not everybody would show up and not everybody would obviously buy. So these are the metrics that I had for that. And now if we take that same expense model that we had before, it was $100 for the ad, $10 per phone call, $33 for the appointment. Not everybody came, so it was $50 for every appointment we had, and our sale cost us $100 for the sale. And if you're selling a $200 product, that's $100 in profit. So when you know your flow, when you know right now my leads come from here, and most people, you know, I was talking to seemed like a really smart guy, Chris, earlier today. He was saying that most of his leads are coming from word-of-mouth referrals as well as just from, I think they said, like on just some online classified ads they were doing. And if you're able to figure that out, then you know what it costs you in time and money to post those things, and you have your metrics down, you can draw it out on a piece of paper like this. You can even do it on a napkin, right? And then once you have these numbers and you figure out each conversion point, what you want to start doing is you want to start trying to improve your conversions on one end, okay? So here, this is all I've done is if my ads, like here, I was paying $100 for 100 clicks, and I only got 10 phone calls. So what is in between the clicks and the phone calls? Is it your website? Is it the ad itself that you're posting? Is it the way people are just being told to refer business to you? Do you tell people how to refer business to you? If that's the majority, if you get 4 or 5 people that tell you they are going to refer someone to you, you know, and of course out of those 4 or 5, maybe get 2 or 3 or 1 even. But if you have a better system, if you have a method, a special like way to get them, if there's some incentive for the referrer as well as the referee, this is a way that you can bump up your metrics, however they would be. Now, for me, I was doing online marketing, and I started testing new ads, different ads. I set aside part of my budget, and I bumped up my conversion rate by 10%. It wasn't a big thing. I got 10% more people to go to my website. But just that one change on its own had a threefold increase on my bottom line. Because all of a sudden now, you're actually paying half as much money for the same amount of business and leads. So I had no change to your marketing budget, no change, drastic change to what you're doing. You should always want to start at the beginning of the funnel and work your way to the end, to the money. You always want to start here because here you'll have the most profound impact. Just a 10% change here, almost tripled. This is like, 150% increase down here. And then again, when you get this model down, now you take a look at the phone calls. For example, let's say Joe has an amazing ability to book appointments. Anytime Joe picks up the phone, he's killing it, you know. And if you're just a one-man show, then what if you connect with some other people in your industry? It can be hard to connect with people that you're direct competitors with, but if you reach outside of your sphere of influence and try contacting someone in a distant city who you don't compete with, maybe they'd be willing to reveal things to you. And between the two of you, you can really make things happen. And they tell you the script that works for them like gangbusters, and you start implementing that. And just a small bump, again, now we've got 3 sales. So we just bumped it up from 33% of the phone calls leading to an appointment. Now we're getting 45% of them. So here we went from 3 appointments at the very, very beginning. Now you have threefold, 3 times as many. And the bottom line effect is a 500% increase in your business. It's a very, very, very powerful thing. So for you right now, you need to really draw out your business. And what does your funnel look like? What are the steps people have to take? How much does a new customer cost you? If you don't know this, then how do you know where you can afford to market her? Another problem is a lot of business owners don't know what they're doing to bring people in. They'll get 101 things going. Like that's actually been one of the highest reasons for businesses failing, inconsistent or inefficient marketing. And it's always feast or famine. Oh, we don't have business, let's spend $4,000 on ads. And then you get a surge of business, but you don't know what worked, what didn't work. They don't even know how much it costs them to get the business. They spend $4,000 on getting customers, and then they only get, you know, $3,000 worth of business. But if they had the stats, if they knew that, hey, those radio ads, you know, the phone number we gave for the radio ad, you know, that actually, it only costs us, you know, $10 per customer that we got from that. And for every customer, we make $300. That was the best one, you know. Then you might have lost that $4,000, but it was a test, and now you would know where to reinvest your marketing dollars. Really need to know that. Traffic times conversion. Cost of your traffic times the cost of your conversion equals your net profit. net profit is what it's all about. It's not about how much you make. It's about how much you keep. So again, go back to our initial. Well, yeah. So now we go back to our initial flow. What does your flow look like? So your homework is going to be step one, figure out your funnel. What are your current numbers? From which lead sources? Take a sheet, write down all the lead sources that you know of, and there are ways that you can track different things. You can have people call and ask for a different person. When you call, ask for Fred. If you only have one phone number, that might be a good strategy. Another strategy is to have different offers and in Kijiji. You have this coupon on Kijiji. And then if you're on Craigslist, you use a different coupon on Craigslist, a different offer. Of course, there you have to be careful because it may be one other than the other. So it might not be that, it might be that your offer is better. But we'll get into that in the next video. Write it down and leave me a comment below. Check your email for the next video. So I'm going to open up the phone lines right now. Listening in right now. Let me just go back and see how I can alleviate things. See if I can unmute everybody. Hello? Anybody out there? I see a couple of people watching.
Hey, we're still here.
Hey, what's up, Chris? What's going on, man? I think we lost Mike. That's okay. It's all good. Anyways, so how is that so far?
That sounds good. We track where all of our leads come from. I think we could probably do a better job of making sure that everybody who calls in, we find out where they've heard about us. And we haven't broken down our marketing costs to a number per customer, which would be really interesting to find out. I think we have a pretty good idea of what works for us to get clients, but not what is the most efficient and inexpensive way to get clients. So that's interesting. It's a good piece.
Well, it's so powerful because there's two things, and I'm going to allude to this. But first of all is how much are you spending? Because if you're spending your margin, if you don't understand what you get a customer on the front, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're breaking up just a little bit, actually. I don't know if it's my phone or...
Oh.
Hold on, let me just switch phones here. Yep, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're switching phones. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Am I any better right now?
That seemed to have worked, whatever you did there, yeah. Or
okay.
Whatever I did.
Okay. So then let's go over, what are the main sources? You said it was word of mouth, and did I get it right?
Online classifieds? Yeah, word of mouth is a pretty big one. And then we use Google AdWords. And I think that gets us a lot of clicks. The problem is our website is already positioned at the top of the search rankings. And we also have Google AdWords, so most likely people are seeing our name twice. It would be interesting for us to find out whether or not they were clicking on our website as a search result or clicking on the Google AdWords.
Yeah, well, you know what's an easy way to do for that is you could just make a dedicated page that your ad goes to. And then you could test a different phone number. You could try a different extension. You could try, ask for Fred, a different offer even, and see how many people call in asking about, hey, I'm on your website and I see this offer for XYZ versus people that call in just from your main site.
Yeah.
And there's even Google does its own tracking. You just have to go into Google AdWords and you can get conversion tracking code. And that can be hard. You might need to get like your web developer to set up, but there's a way to have phone calls to your phone get marked in Google AdWords. So Google can actually track when someone calls your phone.
Interesting.
There are ways to have that done. I had that done for my martial arts business, and then I was using different phones. There's other services you can get too. There's other ones where you can get multiple phone numbers to the same line, and it's only like $7 a month for a different phone number.
Yeah.
So
that's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Well, because again, if you don't know what it costs you, how do you know how much you're making? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's really what it comes down to in business. It's cost over profit, I guess. Mm-hmm. Who's your partner in your business?
It's my brother.
Hmm. Yeah. And you guys been working this together for the last 5 years?
No, we were on our own for 5 years. I ran a business in Ontario for 2 and then came out here, ran a business for 3. And he was running a business in Ontario for 3 or 4 years. And then out here. I had a feeling that it was going to get to be too much for me to handle on my own.
Yeah.
And so he's
and
out here now.
Right.
And I was right. Yeah, I was.
Yeah. That's awesome. But better busy than bored, right? That's what I always say.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I use that saying myself, actually. It's pretty funny.
Do you? Yeah, it's a great, because it's so true and to the point, right? It's, So for you guys, and especially if you're looking to grow and scale, so say right now you have enough business that you could hire other people to come in and help, but then you'd want to bring on more business because then you have more hands, you can take on more capacity.
Yeah.
But again, if you don't know what it's costing you, that's where you really have to start looking into, like, you have to start learning to master marketing. You have to become a master marketer. Like, if you notice franchises, a franchise doesn't worry about fulfilling the work, right? They worry about quality standards for sure. Mm-hmm. But a franchise handles the marketing and the money. And that is what they focus on. They focus on finding the people who need the work done, and making sure that everybody gets paid, you know, and making sure that they're making more money than they're spending. Because the idea is that your business provides a real service to the world, to a certain group of people. And it's making the world a better place, right? It's,
yep.
it's making them happier, saving them time, energy, money, at least the way I see business.
Yep.
And so you want to be able to do that for people, like, as long as you can, let's all make the world a better place. But if you're spending more money than you're making, that's where people get into real trouble, because it gets really scary, because then they don't know what they're doing and they don't have any more customers, and things just dry up suddenly. And you know what I mean? And it can happen very, very, very quickly. So, and then for word of mouth, is it just people call you and say, yeah, Jeff told me to give you a call and that sort of thing? Like, are you doing anything to try to incentivize referrals? Do you have a specific system?
We don't have anything like that. We get a lot of word of mouth from our job sites. We have a vehicle that's completely wrapped in our logo and our services and our contact information, and that attracts a lot of attention. We have neighbors coming up to us while we're working. We have signs up while we're working. We're in the midst right now of coming up with sort of a leave behind system where the top half of it is a quality rating card. The middle section is like a recurring services checklist, so they can just tell us when we can come back and what they want done. And then the bottom is the date that we'll schedule them in for the service. So I think that's going to help out.
That is probably one of the smartest things that you're going to do in your business. One of the things I talk about in the next video is, you know what? Let's just jump into it. I've got, you still able to see my screen?
Right now it's just gray. Oh, yeah, no, there we go. It's working.
Okay. Well, if I can't find it, that's fine. But the other thing, once you know what you're spending for a customer, here's a huge secret, Chris, and you're already onto it. So this is going to be very, very helpful for you. But the best way to double a business is not to double the number of customers you have. It's to double the amount of money you make from each customer. Because getting a customer is the most expensive thing. Everybody will tell you that. You know, it's 5 to 20 times more expensive to get somebody to give you money. There are two things in human interaction, human relationships. There are two things that require the highest degree of trust and likability. Okay, and I'm painting in broad strokes here, but one is to get someone to have sex with you, and the second one is to get them to give you money. And out of all the things that you can get someone to do for you, I mean, of course, you argue like saving your life or risking their life for yours, like, but generally speaking, normal day-to-day human interaction, those require the highest degree of trust and faith. And so once you already have somebody that's willing and trusting you to give you money, if you take care of them, exactly like you're saying, you're already putting in, it's called upselling. You already have an upsell. You know, hey, we just did it. You liked it. you know, this should be done, you know, every 3 months. We recommend every 3 months, but you can choose between 3 months, every 4 months, every 6 months. Do you know what I mean? And it's not between yes or no, like, do you want us to come back or not come back? It's yes and yes. Do you want us to come back every month, every 3 months, or every, you know, every quarter, every 4 months, or every 6 months? You know, we recommend every 3 months. And you could do that, and some people will be like, I want you here every month. Anyways, you know, I want, and some people will follow your recommendation. And that is from, that way when you get one customer, if you could turn one job into 12 jobs, like, that's how you would get staying power in the industry. That's how you win the game. You win the game by being able to pay more for a customer than anybody else.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Absolutely.
So, because suddenly if some big company comes in and tries to start scooping up all the business, and you know that on average when you get a customer, that on average that customer will stay on and you'll get 8 jobs out of them. I don't know. What do you charge? What's an average ticket for you worth? Like, what's an average sale for you worth?
Right now it is, I can give you the exact number here, but it's around $350.
Right. Okay. So if you knew that the average person got you to come back 10 times, we'll say, I'm just throwing in a number for easy math, okay, make it easy on me, but then you know that the average customer is worth $3,500. And if some big corporation comes in and starts trying to, like, scoop up all your customers, you could be like, hey, sign up with us and get your first 2 jobs free. Do you know what I mean? Because you know you'll make that money on the back end. And now when you're marketing, you have a better offer than the other people would say.
Right.
You know, at my martial arts school, I was prepared. My average value, what my numbers said, which I'll be honest, I didn't track as well as I probably should have, but what my numbers said is the average martial arts student was worth about $818 in their lifetime, like before they kind of dropped off or you know, something in their life came up. But I was prepared because we had a new school come up, and I didn't end up having to because I out-marketed them in other ways. But I was prepared to start offering people like $250 worth of equipment. Now, I would be paying wholesale, but it's like, come and join up, and once your first payment clears, I basically spend their first payment on getting them equipment. And I knew I could do that because I would make an extra $700 off them in the back end. And that's something I knew my competitors didn't track. They wouldn't have a clue. You know, they were just martial, like, they just wanted to train. They had no idea about business.
Yeah.
And, you know, but that's where you can get staying power.
Yeah.
So
first we need to develop that and get, you know, turn that $350 job into 10 services. Get
exactly.
A good system for that.
Yes. And there's 2 ways you can do that. One is exactly what you've done. Have it on, it's already part of the, like, you just assume, like, hey, all right, we're done. Here's the form. What do you think? And exactly what you thought. It's a great format. What did you think? And if they didn't enjoy the job, if they didn't think it was good, you want to make sure that your people fix it before they leave, right?
Yeah.
You want to make sure that every customer is satisfied before you leave. That way you get that big fat X, you know, on the big, like, 1 out of 10. They love it. And then right after they say they love it, you're going to ask them about referrals. You're going to ask them about when to return. Like, I would actually ask them when do you want us to come back? 1 month, 2 months. I wouldn't even put not on there. I'd make them have to say it.
Yeah.
Right. And then, the referral slip, is there anyone else that you think needs to have their house cleaned? And then have some sort of benefit. If you refer us one person and they get a cleaning, you know, your next cleaning is free. That's where you could have an incentive.
Yeah.
Your next cleaning is free and it's half price for them, you know,
yeah,
the first time they get it done. Because then you would know your numbers, right?
Right. Cool.
And right off the bat, you're now taking one customer, turning one customer into 2, and possibly one customer into 3, 4, 5, because they were going to refer all their friends, and you do it in a systematic way, and it's just part of it. Okay, we're job's done, you know, here's our checklist, you know, how are the eavesdrops, check, how are the windows, check, you know, you get them used to checking, you want to get them in the habit, like, is this good, yes, is this good, yes, is this good, yes, would you like us to come back, yes, like, you want to have that on that sheet. You want to get them into, like, that frame of mind. Yes, 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 yes. Here's my friend's name. Thank you. You guys are great. And then if it's every 3 months, you should make sure you send them a postcard in the middle between, because if you're going to come back every 3 months, everybody is so busy with their day-to-day lives, you know, they're not – they might mark it on their calendar, but do you know what I mean? Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, we're going on vacation. We don't need you here. Thank you, but no thanks.
That's happened to us on a few occasions for recruiting. Yeah, services.
So a couple of things, and you're going to get that no matter what, right? But you want to try to minimize as much as possible. So I would recommend, like, do you know what an autoresponder is?
Is it an email generator?
Yes. Yes. There's two types. There's one, like, you email someone and they're gone on vacation, so it replies right away saying, hey, I'm on vacation, I'll check your email and get back to you, you know, in a week. That's one type of autoresponder. The type of autoresponder you want, I can actually send you a video. Now that you opted in, I have your email address. It's basically, you can look up email marketing services, and there's tons of free ones out there until you hit a certain criteria of like 1,000 people, 5,000 people in your database. And you can just have a simple thing where, you know, you do someone's out's exterior, you get their name and phone number and email, and you set it up, and basically what it is, you pre-write emails that go out on a schedule. So you can have day one, right? Like the day after you get their email, they can say, hey, thanks for having us. You know, we're glad that you appreciate, like, you know, we're glad that we're happy to have had you as a customer. Thank you very much. You know, really appreciate it. You know, want to make sure that you liked it. If there's anything wrong, please let us know. We want to fix it. If you have anyone you think would be interested, you know, this is the number to give them. And then you can have an email go to you on day 21 just to give them a quick call. Hey, it's Chris. I just want to give you a quick call, you know, 2 seconds, you know, ask about how the signing's doing, you know, da-da-da-da-da. Just follow up. And even, like I said, before you go, a week before you show up, you can have it. If you could have 3 or 4 different schedules, like email schedules. So you could have put their name and email in and go put them on the 3-month schedule. So it would email them to remind them before you go as well.
Okay.
And that can even help you. That way you guys don't forget about, oh, yeah, the Johnsons, we were supposed to be at their house last week, you know, like, because you're probably doing all on, like, a day planner or Google Calendar or something right now.
That's what we use, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's fine. But I don't know about you, but I need fireworks going off and things to remind me. I love Siri on my iPhone. I probably wouldn't have shown up at this webinar if it was for Siri tonight. You know, so I get it. Now, do you have any questions or anything?
I don't think so. We've gotten a few good points, actually, that we can... Some of these things, like the auto email, there's things that I've thought about and we haven't just put the time into it. I know we have... We must have 500 emails that we're not, it's just, they're just kind of sitting there and we're not really getting much out of them. I feel like it's a wasted resource. And it, you know, it goes through my mind occasionally and we just don't really do anything about it. So it's kind of, we try to harness all these ideas and things that go through my mind and utilizing them all at the same time. So that's where this kind of thing really helps out, because it just reminds me of the value of these things.
I was just like you, you know, I was just really excited when I first, you know, I was having my business and making money and things are growing. And, you know, I said, nothing makes you feel like a man, nothing makes you feel human being is when, you know, lots of people, it's like a validation, like they pay you for the service that you're offering, you know, because when you have a job, it's very official, like, you know, it's very like almost sterile, like here's your paycheck. And I don't know, it was just totally different when you had a customer that was like, I'm so happy with you, here, take money.
Yeah.
You know, and then anyway, so that's how I got into doing this, was I became obsessed with learning how to do it and grow my business and make more money and be more successful.
Yeah.
You know, and I've done that, and now in my local city I'm looking to buy a house, and the downtown looks like in Kingston, the downtown looks like it's depressed. Like there's so many vacant commercial spaces. 3 major landmarks the downtown area have vacated, they've moved out. And so that's what got me into coaching was, you know, I've already had coaching clients and stuff, just friends that I would help. And then I started getting some people like word of mouth paying me, and I decided to write the books. And now I'm like on a mission to build kind of a mastermind group, a group of entrepreneurs, young entrepreneurs, old entrepreneurs, just people that want to grow their businesses and get going. Because like you say, you think about this stuff, but you really need that kick in the ass to go do it. Like tonight, you're probably, we're going to hang up this phone and you're going to call your brother and you're going to be like, man, all right. So like XYZ and more money and cost per lead. And like, you're just going to be spitting all the stuff at him and he's not going to know what the hell you're talking about. But you know, there's going to be more movement, more activity, right? And you're going to get,
yeah,
you know, you're going to get 15% of it done that you wouldn't have gotten done otherwise.
Yeah.
And like I said, just little small hinges swing big doors. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of my brother, he's actually on the line right now, in case you're wondering.
Oh, is he?
Is he? He is, yeah.
Oh, what's his name?
His name's Tim. He's on mute right now on the other phone.
Okay. That's all good. Hey, Tim, what's up, buddy? Hey, thanks for tuning in, man. Appreciate it. Much respect. That's awesome. Well, good. Man, especially if it's your brother, brothers can be such powerful teams because, you know, you guys already know how to work together, having grown up way better than, like, a stranger. You know, and when you both want the same thing, it's powerful. It's so powerful. Right now in the martial arts world, there's the Mendez brothers, these two brothers, and they're not twins or anything. They're like 2 years apart,
yeah,
and they're just killing it because, you know, when everybody else is like, hey, nice to see you, Jeff, you know, see you later, and they go home, like the brothers are still there. And like guys, like especially, we get obsessive about things. We want to be successful at something, you know? And you get, again, you just, it, yeah. Good for you guys. So what were the biggest things for you from the call?
Well, like I said earlier, tracking our marketing better and finding out we've got an employee phoning us right now. Tracking our marketing better and finding out what the actual cost per customer, I think, will be really important. And the other really big thing was, first of all, developing what a client is actually worth to us by encouraging,
yeah,
recurring services. And once we can measure that amount, like you said, we can start putting in place incentives that are, first of all, they're competitive.
Yeah.
And secondly, they make sense financially, because I think that some of the, we do put incentives in our flyers and things like that, and it's just to draw new clients. It would be nice knowing that those incentives aren't going to come directly out of our pocket, or at least what they're going to cost us in the long run out of the value of the customer. So
yeah,
I think that's huge.
Yep.
And then the little things like just having an autoresponder for sending emails and actually utilizing that base of client contact information that we have, instead of it,
yep,
kind of sitting there and gathering dust, you know. So
yep. Yeah, it doesn't do you any good if they're not buying. You know, it's just sitting there.
Yeah.
They're not making you money. I have a really good, I'll send it to you. It's 3.5 minutes, and I basically break down, I mean, if you're not overwhelmed already, I know what it's like. I go to events or, like, you know, the mastermind groups I'm in. When I leave, I look like a deer caught in the headlights. Like, my head has just been stretched and expanded and, like, beaten like a drum in so many different ways. I love it. But it can be overwhelming. But it's a 3.5-minute video, and it talks about how to use those autoresponders to set up your, like, I think the video is how to automate your marketing for a year in 3.5 minutes. That's the name. That's the title of it.
Right.
And I can show you how to set that up. So, yeah. Yeah, good, good.
Cool.
Good. And Tim, is Tim there? Is Tim, like, nodding? Like, yeah, this was good stuff. You enjoyed it as well?
He just said good stuff. Yeah, he is.
Yeah,
he's
good.
Nodding. Yeah, both of us have been to a lot of the sort of conferences where you pick up training on running a business, and we always find, like, you'll get told 100 things, and you take away, if you can apply one or two of them, then you're on the right track.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we can apply a couple of these things, it'll be everything, you know, everything helps. That's why we're on the call.
Yeah, well, exactly. Like you said, you go to those events because you're so caught up in your business. It's really hard to think of the new thing to do or the next thing and the next piece to implement, you know, because you're the glue holding it together. You're not necessarily looking for new things to hold on to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, good. Good on you guys for taking incentives. And in the email, you probably will have gotten an application. So if you're interested in ongoing coaching on that application, send it back in, and we can discuss about that. Otherwise, just check your email. You get updates. Like I said, the idea is to put out 3 more videos like this. And then just keep the momentum going.
Sounds sounds great. Well, we'll keep we're following you on Facebook, and we'll keep watching the updates and looking out for those. Oh, there's my daughter. She's fallen over.
Uh-oh.
Great.
All right. Well, I'll let you go catch your daughter, and we'll put a wrap on this then. And Chris, Tim, thank you guys for tuning in. Mike, if you listen to the replay, thank you for tuning in. Jeff, you as well. And anybody else that I missed who came in and left because they couldn't hear or had issues, I apologize for the technical difficulties. But I'll see you guys on the next call.